Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Leo shows us what's in his bag.
There's a lot of crap in there. And I've got an app cap that Andy and Anka recommended that'll help you do research.
And I need some help managing my own screen time.
It's all next on iOS Today.
iOS Today is brought to you by Tres Puntas, freshly roasted gourmet coffee shipped directly to you. Visit trespuntas.com/iOS and use the code iOS to save 20% off every bag of coffee in your subscription.
Poor Megan. She's just trying to give up screen time. More and more screen time. iOS Today time. Hello, Megan Maroney.
Hello, Leo Laporte.
This is the show where we talk about the iPad, the iPhone, Mac OS. No. TV OS, Watch OS, everything but Mac OS,
yes,
pretty much.
But that's for the next show.
All the other OSs. Yeah, that's for the next show. Today, this was, you came up with this.
We got an email, actually, from a viewer who said, I want to know what's in Leo's bag.
You mean this heavy old thing that I carry around?
Well, his go bag. He's going on a trip, and he wanted to know what you take on a trip.
Well, I have it. Right here. Oh, man.
That's a lot of stuff.
Well, I'm on a trip, right?
Yeah.
You can't go back home, as I did earlier today, to get the stuff in my bag. Actually, the bag isn't usually that heavy, but I happen to have in the bag today because it's my new baby that I love so very much with my new MacBook Pro. So that I am going to take with me. I've been deciding going back and forth, whether I can live with an iPad Pro with a pencil and a Lightroom. And I can do a lot of what I want to do, but not everything.
So will you bring both?
Yes.
Oh, why? Like, why not just bring
the laptop? I need this for importing my photos. Because the main activity when I travel that I need a computer for is photography, mm-hmm. right? And I could do a lot of it on the iPad Pro. Yes, I'll also be bringing in my bag the eGPU because it turns out if you don't have this, you ain't got nothing.
What is that?
That's Apple's $700. Actually, it's made by Blackmagic, but Apple has the exclusive eGPU that you need to get the most out of your $4,000 laptop. But we'll save that discussion for another
show. And you're not really
another
bringing
show.
That.
No, I'm not going to bring that.
That would be a good workout, though. Carry it on your back.
And I probably wouldn't bring the laptop if it weren't for the fact that it's a cruise. So we'll unpack once. I'll set it up once. I'll leave it plugged in. And then, what I like to do is go down maybe to the lounge, have a drink, listen to the lounge singer, and do some photo processing of an evening. And I could almost do it on the iPad, but the other thing is, I like to do a little coding mm-hmm. every once in a while. It's very I find it very relaxing, mm-hmm. and you can't really do much on an iPad. So the stuff I want to do, I may bring a little bit of a lighter one because I have a Windows 10 iPad sized Windows 10 machine coming. That's the Surface Go, so it may end up. That gets replaced. We'll see by the Surface Go.
Okay, I have a question about this. I noticed it's just naked in your bag without that fancy leather sleeve.
Yeah, I gave it back because it was $200 and it didn't do diddly. This bag is, by the way, this is a nice bag from Tumi, T-U-M-I. They make, this is and it has nice padding in here just for a laptop. That's the laptop slot. This is the Tumi Alpha Bravo, if you want to know.
I do want to know.
If you want to know.
Wait,
By the way, the other thing I have in here, but does dual duty by both protecting the laptop and protecting my nose. Mm-hmm. I carry a handkerchief with me now all times. I learned that in Japan.
I thought you carried two. Do you carry two?
I do. I still do. This is the one for young ladies who are
crying
boo-hooing.
At something you just said to them.
Yeah, yeah. And then I carry also, this is the one for blowing your schnoz on. You see, it is patterned and colored, so there's no issues mm-hmm. about which is which.
Mm-hmm.
The clean linen white hanky to hand to somebody who's having trouble
mm-hmm.
and then the patterned hanky for your nostrils.
So lady in distress.
Lady in distress.
Got it.
Yes. It is not an accident that the patterned handkerchief is green. All right. Now, this is highly organized. Shall I go front to back?
Yeah.
So the front side... Oh. he snuck up behind me. The front side has two small pouches. One's for my wallet, right? Now, probably if you're traveling, it wouldn't be a good idea, truthfully, to keep your wallet in a front pouch. So I probably won't keep it there, especially when I get to Barcelona, which is notorious. Oh, my God, they already got it.
I think the front pouches cannot be underestimated. Never buy a bag without a front pouch.
I like it because, you know, during day-to-day operations, the ability to whip out my wallet. And by the way, this is a really bulky wallet because it's going my bag, right? Not my pocket. Oh, there's... Hey, pay no attention to my SAG-AFTRA card. Mm. this is one with little zipper pouches for coins. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, when I travel, I also want to have two money slots, one for American dollars and one for whatever currency I'm carrying. In this case, it'll be euros in most cases. There are a few places without euros. I do have a passport wallet, which I may trade this in for when we actually hit the road.
You don't have a mobile passport.
I do. But you need a regular passport too. You still got to have the old paper book. This another thing I always look for in all my bags is a hook because I keep my keys on a chain, so I won't accidentally lose them. Right, and then I have a quick release doohickey on the chain so that I can quickly get to the stuff I need. Another thing you got to carry with you at all times: your security key. Google just did a study. They have 85,000 employees. They started requiring this a couple of years ago for them to log into their Google accounts. They have not one phishing, successful phishing attempt because they require the YubiKey. This is a YubiKey, YUBICO.com.
When I worked at Microsoft, we had a physical thing as well, a card that had a thing on it.
And this one so far hasn't gotten me booted from an airplane, but it may someday. It's a bottle opener. It's a wrench. It's a screwdriver. It can do a lot of different things. Really, mostly, it's decorative.
It's pretty.
But you'd think the TSA would not like that. But so far, no problems with that. Now, you might say, why do you bring your keys when you travel? I probably won't. You know, I probably won't.
You won't bring your YubiKey?
I will. I have to bring my YubiKey, right? Because I need that to log in. So that's important. Let's see what else. This is convenient. This one's convenient because it has a magnetic pouch here for your tickets, or you could put your passport in
or
there,
your
stuff
phone.
Like that. Ah, be grateful. Look at that. Watch.
You're so smart.
I
need a bag with a pocket like that that you don't have to unzip on the
right
with for the phone.
You can just whip your phone out.
Right.
And it has a magnetic closure, so you can. It's somewhat
You'd
secure.
Feel if someone was trying to steal your phone.
Well, yeah. This is not the ideal bag for that. Although, I do recommend these. These are Tough Tags.
Oh.
And these are aluminum metal tags with a metal attachment that has my location information on it. You know, this is your luggage tag. This is, because it's metal, it's never going to come off. And it really is tough. Although, I did get a piece of checked luggage back the other trip. And this was twisted and bent.
Oh.
And it was almost like they took offense.
Yeah, they were like, let's see who are you calling tough.
So, if that's the case, just... stick that right in the side pouch.
Oh, I'm going to get one of those. That's smart.
Tough tag.
I just attach the ones you get at the airport.
Yeah, and I feel like those get those are sure to get ripped off.
Yeah.
By the luggage handlers. All right. Now, this bag has an interesting secret pouch you can use for two purposes.
Ooh. Ooh.
See this pouch back here? This could be used, and sometimes I do that. You open it up and open up the top and then slide your luggage. You know, if you have rolling luggage, your handle in there. That's a very nice way. But what I do is I make this my quick access for pens and stuff.
Always carry
a
pen.
Well, you never know if somebody's going to want an autograph.
Uh-huh, yep.
So I carry these. And, you know, you never know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes an autograph on a Post-it note will be
enough.
Or
if you need to get someone's phone number.
Right. I have my pencil for my Google Chromebook.
Oh. How many do you have? Are you bringing, if you bring the Surface Go, you
I'm
have
not
to
bringing
bring
the Chromebook.
Three different pens.
This is really handy.
What is
this? This is a Lil Larry. That's what it's called, a Lil Larry Power Pocket Light. It does a lot of different things. So that's if you're, if that's like better than a flare if you break down an emergency or you can't read the menu. Whoa, that is the Lil Larry. That is bright. They have
checking for fingerprints.
And if you're walking down the road and, you know, you clip this in your pocket and you're walking down the road, the little Larry is great to let people know you exist. Actually, I keep this in the hotel by the bedside because, you know, if the lights went out or mm-hmm. there were an emergency, the having the little Larry right there to help me get out or...
Check for bed bugs.
check for stains.
Yeah. Is it a pen, too, or just
nope,
the light?
Just a little Larry. Just a light.
But I bet you could hit someone over the head with that, too, and it would hurt if you needed to defend yourself. I mean, that's
Let's
what
try
I
it.
Always...
No, I would never... Never strike a co-host. Not lately.
Said it, not
this me. Is a very important device for airplane travel. If you are on an airplane, especially if it's a long flight, there's a couple of things if I didn't have, I would get off the plane and say, see you later. One is a good set of headphones that either are noise canceling. These are noise canceling headphones from Shure. And say, you see, there's the little noise-canceling thing.
Oh.
Actually, these are the Bose. These are the Bose Quiet Comforts. So and this also has a little microphone that you could press so you can hear it if the flight attendant says coffee or tea, sir.
Smart.
Smart. Clever. So I carry that in there. And then I need a lot of music, but I don't want to run my phone down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you might think, oh, Leo, isn't that cute?
Is
you
that
still
a
have
Zune?
An iPod. No, it's neither a Zune nor an iPod. But it is actually saying welcome. This is from Fio. They make a variety of these. And I actually got this some years ago for review. This is the Fio X1. They're now up to the X5. But I like the X3 or 4. Don't necessarily jump to the top of the line. What it is dead. So one of the things you got to do is charge these up before you go. Let me see if I can. Oh, no, it's still there. So This is just a music player with about 20 hours of battery life, and that's because I don't want to kill my phone.
Yeah.
So I load this up, and it has an SD card, micro SD card slot, so I can load it up with a ton of music. It is, okay, let's admit this. This is not as good as an iPod or an iPhone. But what I'll probably just do is I'll say, shuffle all the songs on here. So you put your favorite songs on here, and you shuffle them, and then this will keep you entertained.
That's adorable.
Isn't that cute?
Mm-hmm.
And it has this little sheath, this rubber sheath. Doesn't make it waterproof, but it makes it much more resilient to moisture and other things that you might run into, like a spilled coffee or tea when the stewardess walks by and you say, hey, baby. So,
can you connect to that Bluetooth or is it only?
Nope. And that's why it has a headphone jack. You may remember those from the 19th century.
Hmm.
And this has a headphone jack, too. The other thing is really important to carry with you if you do carry headphones on an airplane is the various airplane adapters.
Hmm.
Because airplanes, as you know, have a variety of odd, sometimes even eccentric connections. And so in here we have, I also have new, I have my replacement earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the ear thing that you use to get the wax out of there. But I have it in another container, is that dual prong thing that they subject you to on older airplanes, which is so you won't steal their headphones because their headphones are not normal,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, I'm going to steal your $12 headphones.
Mm-hmm.
I got $500 headphones in here, buddy. But I also carry my hearing aids. You know, you never know when you're going to need those.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, it's occasionally, I do want Bluetooth. This is if I'm going to use my iPhone. And I love these. These are, the Jabra Elite Sport. They're really nice Bluetooth headphones. Have a very good sound, long life. And they're waterproof. So you can run in them. They don't fall out. And they do, the Sport Elite Sport does, heart rate and a VO2 max measurements and things like that.
Can you talk to Siri with them?
And you can. Mm-hmm. You can do all of that stuff. So I like to have wired and wireless, as you can see. And I even have a backup pair because it's, these are my favorite headphones. If your battery dies on your noise-canceling headphones, the other way to go is with these headphones, which jam so far in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon the earwax on there. They jam so far in your ear that you can't hear anything, including the flight attendant. And notice, extremely important.
Dongle.
Attached. Pre-attached.
Attached.
For your convenience.
Mm-hmm.
Although I carry two dongles in here. Excuse me. Because I also have...
USB-C.
Yeah. one of those Google Pixel phones that also, for some reason, saw fit to remove the dongle. Look, Apple doesn't know everything, guys.
I am so impressed with all this stuff. You're like a tech boy scout.
This comes from years of suffering. I was on an airplane without these once, and no other way to seal out the baby crying. Damn, that was awful.
So do you immediately then buy the thing and then just have it? I mean, that's like what?
What? I got them all. I got everything I need. This is enough music. This is. I'm never going to be bored in an airplane. I've got this.
Do you not use any of this stuff in your regular life? Is this all just your travel stuff?
Well, you notice I carry this bag with me all the time.
Yeah, so once
you pack it for travel.
Just bring it everywhere.
Might as well just leave it in there.
Yeah.
You never know when you're going to get stuck somewhere. This is the other thing I always have with me. This is a Bluetooth speaker. Actually, I got this as a gift from ZipRecruiter, from one of our advertisers years ago. But this is the BEOPLAY speaker. It's a Bluetooth speaker. It also has a microphone, so you can use it as a speakerphone. It's got great sound, and so I can use this. And really, mostly what I do, I use this in the room, right, in the hotel room or on the ship. And what I use this for is so Lisa and I can listen to books, right, or maybe music late at night. Let's see if I have it paired here, because it has really good sound. I think this sounds, for the size of it, it's the BEOPLAY 2, P2.
That was a freebie. That's interesting.
Well,
you
can buy it. But yeah, it was nice. ZipRecruiter gave it to me. I have a lot of Bluetooth headphones. You have the Fugus. Mm-hmm. They're a little bigger, though. See how flat that is? Mm-hmm. You can actually keep that right in your briefcase. And I think the sound is great. Let me just play something so you can hear how nicely it sounds. This is the audio player I use instead of iTunes. I use Vox, V-O-X. It's very similar because it has... Yeah, it's playing out of there. Sounds pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's not so much for music. It's mostly for books. I'll show you how a book sounds on it. It's really great for a voice.
Or podcasts.
Or podcasts, yeah. 2.5 seconds, she called Boris. Our microphones are...
Check, he replied, carefully noting the datum in its...
See, it sounds good, doesn't it?
Is that a good book?
Oh, Amor Tolls.
I read his
Gentleman
last book.
Gentleman in Moscow. Oh, yeah, I want to read all of his stuff now.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a he?
He, yeah.
Amor? And
I think he only has two, but I don't know that.
Yeah, there's a new one. This actually is the older of the two, I think. Oh. I think. It was recommended, actually, by Emily the Strange in our chat room.
Oh.
Yeah, and I bought it, and I'm thrilled with it. I love it. Okay, so that's we're halfway there. That's the small pouches. You ready for the big pouch?
Yes.
Oh, there's two of those. Okay. Wait a minute. That's the one with the laptop. Here's the big pouch. Now, we've mentioned this before. This is another Andy Iannocco pick, the Gridit. And
I know you have these. Yep.
So I'm not gonna belabor the Gridit, but just to show that I have a few things on here. The Gridit is these rubber straps, so it's designed that it could hold almost anything. And a couple of things are on here that are very, very important. These are earplugs. So if you can't sleep, if it's noisy, or you're going to a rock show, these are heed. Earplugs are very good.
They're not disposable?
No, I don't use the disposable ones. These are they're on a string and they go in your ear. And they a lot of earwax. Sorry about that. This is the earwax show today.
I should get those for Marco. He uses the disposable ones. He wears them every night.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're good for that, but they're also good for rock shows. Because I am trying to protect my hearing now that I've lost most of it. I wish I'd had these when I was a younger man. Mm. So that's really handy. And I like the way you could actually put those on your keychain. I like the way they package those. Oh, this is also good. This was a gift to me from Steve Gibson. It's a USB condom called the Port-a-Pow. So a lot of times you do want to charge.
Right.
But you don't want to stick your stuff into strange USB ports.
You do not want to stick your
very,
stuff
very, very dangerous.
Yes.
So this is a... He calls it a USB condom. You put your USB cable into this end. You put this into the stranger's port, and it only passes power, no data. So it's for charging. It also has, so it's data block, so you can't be hacked. It's only for charging. It also does some smart charge things that it may, in some cases, speed up charge. So that is a really, that is a great thing to have. You just always want to have the camera connection kit for your iPad so I can charge and use USB. Actually, that's not the camera connection kit. That's a USB adapter. Same idea, though. I can charge. I also have Ethernet. Sometimes you want a little Ethernet. You got to have, here's the camera. No. I don't know why I have that. That's in case someday you want to hook up micro USB to Lightning. Probably don't need that anymore, but I got it, right?
Oh, that, I mean, sometimes you just have a Lightning port.
This is really handy. I got this for the MacBook.
Oh, yeah.
I've just ordered a new one that has dual USB-C connectors, and then it goes to, that's, you can continue the power charging. Card reader, got to have that for your photography. And then two Type-A USB ports. Again, very, very useful.
The new MacBooks do not have card readers, I'm assuming.
They do not. And this is also very useful. This is a micro router. You've heard me talk about the tiny hardware firewall. This becomes your hardware firewall. You connect this to the USB port of your computer and then join it to the Wi-Fi in the hotel or the coffee shop, and it protects you. And you could turn on VPN and Tor as well with this. Very, very handy. TinyHardwareFirewall.com. They have a variety of these. Card reader, of course. Got to have that. I think that's the... And this is all stuffed in the grid. Oh, there's the very important Type-C to Lightning. Got to have that because the new laptop can't, in fact, charge your phone.
Mm-hmm. What I find amazing about this is that I have the Grid It too, but like I pack for my whole family of five, basically.
Yeah, see, I
that's
don't
just
pick.
For you.
This is just for me. I don't pack for anybody else.
But I do have the larger Grid It because we
although
need several.
I have learned before we leave, Lisa and I have a little negotiation. Should I say, how many devices are you bringing? Are you bringing chargers and cables, or do you expect me to bring them? And I need to get that very clear. We also negotiate who carries the toothpaste and who carries the deodorant. Mm-hmm. We share. I carry these in case anybody wants an autograph. So far, I've had these for several years. And as you can see, they're a little bent up. But well, but in case...
Well, I think now that people know that you carry them around with you...
nobody wants these.
Well, they had no idea. Now, watching this, when they see you, they won't say... they'll
same
say,
ones.
Okay,
but
nice.
They're thin. They're light. I've been carrying them for years. There's so many things that I could have some fun with.
What about your business cards? Where do you carry those?
I have a nice, actually, a business card case that I carry. I don't know if it's in here or not. Did I say I had all the cables already? No.
No, you're missing a very important
cable. Very important. There's one cable to rule them all. These are from Nomad. I love these. Look at this. This was so useful on my last trip with my son to the Caribbean because... we had a variety of phones and a variety of things to connect it into. Micro USB, Lightning, or Type-C. You pick to Type-A. They're also braided. They're a little expensive. They're $30, but they last forever because they're braided cable. And they don't kink. They don't twist. They don't. So I have several Nomads. These are really, 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 really handy. This is just, you know, extra in case I need.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Where are all these micro? Oh, I know why. Some of my stuff. I try to buy stuff that's only Type-C charging, like this BO Play, because I don't want to have to charge anything. But every once in a while, I have a micro. I'll show you. I have one micro USB thing.
Old player thing. How does that charge?
Micro USB. You nailed it. It's the FiO. You never know when you might need an Ethernet cable. You never know when you might need another Type-C to Lightning cable.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is a carefully curated bag of dongles. By the way. Notice I have a tile on here. Mm-hmm. I used to have a tracker. Now I have a tile. I don't know why. Somebody sent me that. I thought, well, what the hell?
Yeah.
I have a tracker in here. So I got both. Okay. I'm kind of like, it's like belt and suspenders. It's tile and tracker.
Yeah. That's
right?
Smart.
Got them both.
Very smart.
Don't want to lose anything in this. This has so many crazy things. This is a on-the-go USB multifunction card reader. It will read micro SD. It will read SD.
Whoa.
It will read it to USB type A. It will read it to type micro USB. It does all sorts of stuff. This is like, they're cheap. These are cheap. Lots more of these because you can never have too many lightning to headphone jacks. This is yours, John.
Oh.
8 gigabyte USB key. This is my USB key bag. You know, this bag is important. There's something you might notice about this bag. It's sheer. It's see-through.
Yeah, that's nice.
Because you see all the little things I have in here? For crying out loud, do you want to have to dump this out every single time? No. But this way you could say, I know it's in here somewhere, and you can find it. This is another, I probably don't need to carry this as well. This is another tiny hardware firewall. Lightning to, oh, this is weird. This is for a particular computer. The Lenovo Yoga has a non-proprietary Ethernet. This is annoying that I have to buy and carry this.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, whenever possible now, when I'm looking at stuff to buy and carry, I get non-proprietary stuff because mm-hmm. just you do need a lot of these USB-A to C cables. This is USB to micro USB. I have a lot of adapters like that. Card readers galore because, well, you just never can find it. This is a nice one. This is metal, aluminum, USB-C, type A to type C. Again, because you use this a lot because there's so many devices now. We're kind of in the middle. What do you think that is? This is really handy. What do you think that is? That is a Wi-Fi card. So you plug that into the USB port or like on that laptop, and it adds Wi-Fi. It's a TP-Link 802.11 AC Wi-Fi adapter. Look at that. So you don't, if your Wi-Fi is not working or whatever, you can put that in there and you got Wi-Fi. More of these. Lots more of these. You never know when you're going to need those. Those are just USB things. This you always need.
Oh, for resetting things?
Oh, actually, yes. One reason you might need it, resetting things. This actually is a tool for taking links out of watch bands.
Oh.
But it happens to be just the right size for popping SIM cards.
Oh, yeah.
And because it has a nice handle that I'm not going to lose. It's a little bit nicer than... So I keep that around, too. You never know when you need to change the SIM card.
Mm-hmm.
More Type 3. Oh, just in case I label these with the operating systems, just in case I have to, reinstall
mm-hmm.
Type C. So you get the idea in here. These are mostly little pieces of things, little dongly. This is a Logitech universal. If you have a Logitech mouse... Notice I don't carry a mouse, but I used mm-hmm. to carry a mouse. If you have a Logitech mouse or Logitech keyboard, you just put this in the USB port and that'll work with any kind of Logitech device. Oh, man, what a mess.
This is like the jerk. Like, and I take this and I'll take this.
Well, you know what? You'll be laughing out of the other side of your cheekbones when you say, hey, Leo, I need a USB to go to type C adapter. And I say, well, no problem. It's right here in my little ditty bag.
Yeah.
You'll be, I'm not even close to done.
Well, I hope not because you're missing a major cable. You keep, and I'm really worried about it because I've recently forgotten one and I was in trouble.
What is that?
The Apple Watch charger.
Oh, well, here's a couple of things. I always pack the Apple Watch charger, but I showed you this before, a portable Apple Watch charger.
Oh, that's nice.
So you charge that up. It's got one charge. It goes on your keychain. Probably what I should do is hook this onto something so I don't lose it.
Mm-hmm.
But that way, on the airplane, if the watch dies, because it's like a 12-hour flight, this will give you a whole nother day.
And that charges with lightning.
Yes. Nope. See, that's the micro USB.
Why would they do that?
Why, you might ask. Why, I ask you, why?
Yeah, so I ask you why.
What's nice is it's just like the Apple one.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes, it's magnetic, right?
Mm.
And so you know it's on there, and it charges it right up there like that, except it's dead. Before I go, I charge everything. I don't expect to be needing this. Although you're right, I probably should have a Sunday night ritual where I plug all this stuff in.
Right, that would be nice.
You'll find a few of the things in my bag.
Reset your router and charge everything up.
This is dead, for instance.
What's that?
You might wonder. What do you think that is?
It's a light, like just in case you get lost.
What if you want to take a selfie and it's dark?
Okay.
This goes right on there over the camera, and it's a light ring. And then it keeps you...
It's not dead.
It's not dead. Thank goodness. I can now... This is for the glamour selfie.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I got this idea from Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
Or it might be Khloe.
Yeah, she has a case that... The Lume,
again,
I think.
Another ridiculous micro USB. Yeah. But what the heck, you know?
You have a lot of things to charge micro USB.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
The three different settings depending on how bright
you're
are.
You're not going to take a selfie to prove how great it is?
You want me to take a selfie?
Yes, please.
All right.
I mean, we just need to see if it works.
Okay. See, the thing is it doesn't block the camera, right?
Right.
Now, that's I'm pretty bright, but there's this bright thing behind me, so I think brightness 2 would be good. Oh. See that?
That's a really good angle, too, from underneath.
Well, I have to do it that way.
Yes.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. You couldn't have done that.
Yeah, with RC.
Without the light ring.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
See how nicely lit I am? See how dark John is?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the SLR. You could get these on Amazon. I don't even know if SRL is like the brand or what, but they're
$4. Secret Research Laboratories is what it is.
It is.
They're
survival.
Recording you.
Survival.
Oh, survival.
And actually, if that's not enough, this is a crazy, wacky thing I have here. These are, and they're cheap. This is, what do you think that is? It's not a Raspberry Pi. What do you think that is? I'll show you.
I don't know. Are you going to build your own iPhone?
It's crazy. Now, if I only had the right size dongle, I could show you.
What
the heck could this be? All right, let's get the laptop out. Unfortunately, I've purchased a laptop with four Type C, and that's it.
Oh.
Which is cuckoo.
Oh.
But I'm going to plug in my special doohickey, and then I'm going to plug this in. What do you think will happen?
I don't know. You'll get a virus? It'll be a light.
It's a light. It's an LED light.
Oh.
Look at that.
Oh, come on.
And look how many I have. Some are daylight. Some are warm, yellow glow. And if you have enough ports, you can just keep going. Whoops. You should plug it in the right way, though. And then now how much would you pay? Look at that. That's why I'm getting a new one of these. It's just not as secure as it should be. Look at that. One's daylight, one's warm light. What do you think?
I think that's really impressive.
Are you blind?
You need them in USB-C.
I know. I wish they made it. Stop it. Go away. Oh, God. Wish they made them like that.
Seriously, you could be like stuck anywhere with that.
Look at, I could land an airplane with these.
Yeah.
You could just put them all the way down the runway. Isn't that great? And they're cheap. They just fit like a quarter each. You can get as many of them as you need or more. All right, what else? Oh, this is really important. Thank you. Just like that. What do you think that is?
It's a pen.
It's a pen for autographing pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And
you want to save your calluses, so you put a little cushion on it for yourself.
No, this is gaffer's tape.
Oh.
It's a cheap paper tape. This Johnny Jett told me about this, travel guru. You need a little gaffer tape in your life at all times because things happen, like luggage gets a hole in it.
Your pants got a hole in them.
You got pants. Oh, this is great for that. And the thing about gaffer's tape, not duct tape. Duct tape is too sticky and leaves residue behind. Gaffer's tape does not. And it's fabric, so it tears right along the fabric like that, you see?
What's the difference between painter's tape and gaffer's tape?
Painter's tape is paper. Okay. This is like canvas.
Oh.
But otherwise similar in that it... And so what if I developed a hole in my bag?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
You'd never even know. In fact, maybe I'm just going to leave that there because it's a sign of status.
Yeah.
That's it. And
it really
it removes without leaving any unsightly residue.
And then can you reuse it or not?
Well, I wouldn't, but you could, I guess. It's not cheap. It's cheapish.
But it's more expensive
but
than
see,
painter's
the
tape.
The idea is I don't want to take a whole roll of this. I just want enough to repair some luggage, maybe. You know what it's also good for? You know, you check in a hotel room and they've got all these little lights and things. I always unplug the radio now. But there's little LED lights and all the TVs and stuff. You just tear off a little strip of this and you could just tape over those, like make a little, this is like little LED covers. And I can just cover up all the lights in the room because I know, as you do, that light in the room is death to sleep.
Oh.
Right? Now I go around. Don't put it over the smoke detector.
Okay.
Just a little tip. But now you can go around and block off all those LEDs. Plus, because it removes without residue, they'll never know.
And you can like close the curtain. You know, sometimes the curtain kind of opens.
Tape the curtain closed. Think of all the uses. A million and one uses. In fact, maybe bring two of these because they're so darn handy. I'm not done. You want more? Do you have time?
We've got time.
Checkbook, never use it. But look at this. On the checkbook, a Fisher space pen. It writes upside down.
Oh, great. If you could also get stuck in space. I'm glad to
know. I'm stuck in space. And look at that. The easy retract mechanism.
If anyone is watching this and they know anyone who writes mystery or thriller novels, they should watch this because a lot of this could be used.
It's like Batman's utility belt.
Yeah.
Just a few little things, okay? You need a 360-degree camera. I probably will bring the GoPro Fusion. It's a little bit bigger. This is the old Samsung 360.
The old 360 camera.
Type-C charging, very important. That's really handy. You hold it up, it takes a 360 picture or video. It's really nice to have that. And see how compact that is? Mm-hmm. Very, very... Oh, this has one extra feature I really think is cute. See this rubber thing? It's not just so you won't lose it. It also fits the bottom and makes a little stand.
Oh.
Isn't that cute?
That's genius.
Genius. Take that, Kim Kardashian.
How many phones will you bring? Like one Android,
two.
One?
I bring a Google Fi Pixel 2 XL. Fi, as you know, has free, unlimited, not free. It doesn't charge you for international use. It's the same everywhere. And then I bring, of course, I have to bring my iPhone 10. But that's on T-Mobile, same thing. I also, and it's not in here, I also bring my little orange puck that gives me Wi-Fi access in almost every country in the world for either $13 a day, I think it is, or $99 a month. So I just buy the month because I'm gone. This is very handy. Now, not everybody will need one of these. This is from Shure. This is their Motive series. This is a Shure microphone with a lightning connector. So it turns your iPad or your iPhone into a recording studio. I can actually, sometimes I have to record commercials. I've used this to do that. You could also use it to do vlogging and ambient, get some ambient sound, whatever. It is a very high quality condenser mic that is, look how compact that is. And it gets all of its power from the iPad or iPhone. It works on an iPhone too. That's the Shure MOTIV. They have a whole bunch of them. I think this is the MV88. I'm not done. I know. I can see you're getting antsy.
No,
I still have
not.
A few more things.
No.
This I have never been able to get through TSA. You want to know why? Well, look at it.
But they don't make you give it up. You have to just put it in
it in your carry-on. Unfortunately, you have to.
But you can't keep it in your carry-on. Oh, you have to put it in your...
Not your carry-on. You put it in your check. I'm sorry. Yeah. Because it is a multi-tool.
Yeah.
So it's got wrench. It's got all the different screwdrivers, bottle openers. It's kind of like a Swiss Army knife on steroids. It just goes and it goes. And I'll tell you what, I found very handy this. Oh, no, that's the saw. That will... I did find it handy. That'll cut a French baguette.
Oh.
And then this, once you got the baguette cut, you cut some fingernails.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's not the one
Don't
I want.
Don't cut the baguette with the
scissors. Don't cut the baguette with the scissors. Yeah. I don't know what that is. That's for punching holes in belts. You don't have to do that if you have a slide belt.
Mm-hmm. True.
That's a very tiny screwdriver. Look at this thing. This is a Victorinox. It's from the people who do Swiss Army. It is not a Gerber. It has a plus head. This is the one I found also very handy. If anybody needs to cut the cheese, you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the saw for the baguette and this for cutting a nice slice of Comté cheese, I used that in the last trip. It was fabulous.
Have you ever had to pull a tooth with that part?
You could. If you had to, you could.
Okay.
Like this. Come here. Give me your teeth.
Mm.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that handy to have that?
It is.
That is the Victorinox. Is. There's a bunch of different multi-tools. I happen to like this one, especially because of the case. The pouch made in Hecho in Mexico. And this has a belt loop, which I wouldn't recommend trying to get through TSA on your belt. I mentioned this before, the Loom Cube.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is an off-camera light. So, if you don't want to do the selfie thing, you use this. You can, and also can be used as an emergency to get around the room. And it has a tripod screw hole. So you could actually put this on a tripod. USB chargeable, but it's waterproof. And so the USB charger is underneath the sealed waterproof screw.
USB-C? Or
not C. No, micro. Dang it. You're right. I do have a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
It's the legacy stuff that'll get you every time. So you have to bring a few micro.
Maybe 2025 you won't.
What I'll tell you what I check, besides the multi-tool, in the checked luggage, I also bring the Apple Watch charger.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, here's a little tip. You know, I get the flat one that folds up. Have you seen that one?
Mm-hmm.
And your wedding ring goes right in that hole there.
Oh.
And so you got your watch and your ring. I always need somewhere to put my wedding ring.
Why do you take it off?
I don't like to sleep with my wedding ring on at night in case, somebody comes and visits. No, because it constricts the blood flow.
Okay.
So this is, it is a type C. Well, I can't tell. It might be a micro. It might be a type. But
yeah,
whatever.
Sometimes it's hard to tell.
Yeah, you have to just keep putting things in there until something happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said. One more thing. Cookie, lend me your comb. Gotta have a comb.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. If, I mean, you have the microphone, you have the Loom light. If you're going to do some, you know.
Selfies.
Recordings, you need
normally, to. Normally, you know, I'm a little bereft because I've been switching bags. Normally, I will also have a GorillaPod, a tripod suitable for a phone. Very important to have that. A selfie stick. Got to have that. And a nail file, which is handy if you get locked out or if your nails get too long.
Mm-hmm. Or if you need to stab someone.
Stab somebody. And this is for the GoPro. I don't know why that's in there. Okay. Is that everything, folks?
Goodness,
I think I've emptied my go bag. There's quite a pile of stuff here. I'm ready to go. I'm all in.
That, I mean, you are a total Boy Scout. You were prepared for anything.
This has developed over many years of trial and error. Because the, you know, I'll say, oh, I wish I had. Mm-hmm. And then now, the next time I say, from now on, gaffer's tape is coming with me at all times. That kind of thing.
I challenge you to find something he's not prepared for. MeganAtWit.tv or at Megan Maroney or just tweet it out. I want to know if there's a situation in which everything in this bag would not prepare him for.
I am ready for anything.
Okay, what if you needed to grind your own coffee?
Oh, I don't have a coffee grinder with me.
Okay.
Because I only go places with excellent coffee.
Okay.
That is kind of a given. And the next place I'm going to go is Brazil. I want to go to Tres Pontas. Not only do they have great coffee, have you tried the olive oil?
I have a bottle on my desk that I just received, and I'm very excited. I guess Debbie uses it like to bake. She uses it for everything.
I use it for everything. It's the best olive oil ever. All of Tres Pontas coffee comes from the same single-family farm. I kind of like that, the Race family, in the town of Tres Pontas. They're high in the mountains of Brazil. That's actually good because it means there's no issue with mold. A lot of equatorial coffees, they have to wash them. You've seen them. They wash them. And that washes the pulp off. And the pulp is a very important part of the bean. It adds to the smoothness. So this is the smoothest coffee you'll ever have because it's pulp natural. It is not. They don't need to wash it. There's no mold either. 100% Arabica beans, certified non-GMO, kosher, picked by hand. And you can subscribe or just buy a pound if you want, but I would subscribe 1, 2, or 4 weeks with free shipping in the U.S. You get 12-ounce bags. That way, you know, and get them more often. So you want to always keep them fresh is very, very important. And they come in a variety of roasts. Light, if you really want to taste the excellence of the coffee, may I recommend the light or medium roast. Dark and French roast, that's also excellent if you like that. Look at this, too. On both the olive oil, let's just do this. On the olive oil and the coffee, there's a QR code.
Where did it come from?
Look at that. Google Maps. You can actually see where the olive, those are the olive trees.
Oh.
Can you believe that? Look at that. That's the farm. Look, this is where the olive oil came from, that tree right there.
That one.
That one.
Right there on that tree.
Let's do the coffee because it's a different spot. You want to do the coffee?
Yeah.
Let's do the coffee. I love this. So there's the coffee QR code. Got to get it just right. And they also, if you don't have a phone that can do the QR code.
They have the longitude and latitude.
Long lat, as we travelers call it. See, that's where the coffee, these particular beans, that tree right there, that's the beans, baby. You know how high that is? 1,100 meters.
That's good.
High altitude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so fabulous. I really should. Do we have some? Did you make us some, John? Oh, I love this. While you're there, this is something I want to mention because we've been tasting this and it's so good. The Tres Pontas olive oil, Evo, extra virgin olive oil. It's produced from a single farm using the first cold press. That means the olives go right in the press and the very first oil that comes out, it's extracted by natural means. There's no chemicals. There's no heat. That's the olive oil you get. It comes from the Casablanca Valley in Chile. We're opening this.
Oh, good.
Here, stick out your finger. It is. Have you tried it yet?
No, not yet. I'm about to. It's very exciting.
It's olive oil. Good enough to eat.
Oh, I guess that's probably important.
Isn't that good? Yeah, it is really
good. It's so good, you'll never use butter anymore. You'll dip your bread in this. You'll cook with it.
Thank you.
Oh, the best salads you've ever had in your life.
Oh, I should have just used your hanky.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere. I'll use my hanky.
He's going to use his hanky.
You know where I got the idea for hankies? In Japan.
Ooh, that's really good.
Because there's no paper towels in the men's rooms there. So you just use your... Everybody brings a hanky. And I thought, that's a gentleman has a hanky. So, extra virgin Ivu-u. You want to know the olives, just in case?
Yeah.
Arbequina, Arbosana, Frantoio, Lecino, and Croatina olives. Get the giant jug. I would. Just because you're going to want this by the stove. I actually keep it by the stove. Because I use it every single day.
You should, yeah. I mean, I'm going to get some and then you can just give it as gifts. Like, I like to have a gift that I could give away in an emergency situation.
Handpicked. And you see that? Acidity less than 0.2%, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's mild. It's fabulous. So here's the deal. Let's talk coffee. Sign up for a subscription. You'll save 10% off every bag of coffee. But because you're listening, we're going to give you an extra 10%. But you have to do this at Tres Pontas, TRESPONTAS.com/iOS and use the code iOS. That way you'll get 10% off and 10% off. And if my math is correct, that's 20% off every bag of coffee in your subscription. Is that not awesome? Oh, it's the best coffee you've ever had. You can order on Amazon. If you just want to say, well, I want to try one bag, but if you want 20% off every bag, you have to go to trespontas.com/iOS and use the code iOS. I would get like two bags, a dark roast and a medium roast. Medium roast is great if you use a pour over, a drip. We use those, the press, AeroPresses. That's my favorite way to make coffee. By the way, in Lisa's travel bag.
Coffee.
She grinds up a pound of this. She has to grind it because we can't be counting it on our burr grinder in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Grinds up a pound of this, brings her AeroPress. And every morning we say, bring us hot boiling water. And we make our own coffee because we don't trust it. That's how much we love the Tres Pontas. TresPontas.com/iOS. I might start bringing the olive oil with me.
Yeah, why not?
You can't always get great olive oil. Mm-hmm.
Olive oil is really good for you, too.
I really made a mess.
You did? Oh, yeah, there. At least you didn't spill olive oil on it.
Oh, my God. That would be a nightmare. You know how much this would cost to replace?
I know. I was thinking we should add it all up. And if you're watching this live, Kevin is going to put links to all of these items. I'll help you, though.
You are, Kevin?
He's like, oh, no.
No. I don't even know where some of this stuff came from.
We'll do our best. Sorry, Kevin.
I tried to say the name of the manufacturer. Like this comb, I don't know. You could find that anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And the bag is a go-go bag?
No, the bag is, okay. So I am a cheapskate. So when a company like ZipRecruiter sends me a speaker, I use it. This bag came from GoGo Internet.
Oh.
They're not a sponsor. They just sent me a bag. Oh. Inside, there were coupons for using GoGo Internet on an airplane. That's the airplane one.
Uh-huh.
But it is a Tumi, T-U-M-I. And Tumi's are actually among the best. They're one of the great bag makers, T-U-M-I.
Okay, got it.
And the name of it is the Alpha Bravo bag from Tumi. This is a good bag. It's a canvas bag. I used to travel with leather bags. Because I prefer leather, but I think for traveling, canvas is maybe a little more practical, don't you think?
Yeah.
Tumi, T-U-M-I. And this is a very practical. Look how much I got in this bag.
Yeah. And you could keep the phone on the outside pocket here, too.
Oh, yeah. There's side pockets I didn't even mention. I put a bottle of water in one, stuff like that.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah. Some news. This week, Apple is going to report earnings, not until Friday. Thursday or Friday, the 31st. But it's interesting because they might get to $3 billion this time around.
$3 billion in profit?
Yeah, like
a billion a month?
Like a worth $3 billion.
No, billion they're a month. Worth a trillion.
Then
they're close to worth a trillion.
No, then maybe it's $3 trillion they're getting to.
No, they're only...
Either they are...
I think it's profit of $3 billion.
Valuation.
Their valuation has been heading north closer and closer to $1 trillion. They would be, I think, the first trillion-dollar company in the history of the market.
Billion, trillion, what's the difference?
So a trillion. So, yeah, we've been waiting. The trillion watch has been going on for a while, actually.
But then Amazon might get there first, even though Apple is closer. But this quarter is usually not very good for Apple because nobody buys iPhones because you're going to get a new one in the fall. So why buy one
and
now?
And it's a very good quarter because of Prime Day for Amazon.
So they need a 6% increase to get to a trillion.
But that's not really the quarterly results. That's just how the stock market reacts to the quarterly results.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Amazon needs 13% increase to get to.
That's a lot. They've been going up pretty heavily. So I don't know if they're. If I were going to be a, it means meaningless. By the way, it's completely meaningless. It's just a number.
Yeah, they were 940. They had a $941 billion valuation.
Right.
As of they're the close. End of trading on right. Friday.
Yeah, they're close.
You better get if you want an Apple Watch. You better get one soon.
Why?
They're on the list of the tariffs that might go through in the fall. But weirdly, the iPad and the iPhone are not.
Well, can I be honest with you? No one knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, no one knows.
The last thing Trump said is everything from China. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be everything.
But they have this weird kind of determination of what the devices are. And so an Apple Watch and the Fitbit and the Sonos are called data transmission machines.
Oh, those should be expensive.
An iPhone is not a data transmission machine.
That's nonsense.
So we don't really know.
But it's not happening yet, and it's who knows what will happen.
It could go through in the fall.
Who knows?
There's a public comment period. And really, who knows what's going to happen in the news every day.
Who knows? It's a mystery. It's a mystery. It's an all caps mystery.
Start filling your pockets with Apple Watches and then... sell them from your backyard. I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
That's actually an interesting strategy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I bet you think I can't get this all back in this bag.
I bet you can't.
I bet you think I can't. It came out of it, didn't it?
Like clowns.
It's like a clown card.
I think you can
get
it back
in. Oh, man.
Wasn't that some of those things?
Lights on. This is why the battery's off and dead on this thing.
Some of those things were inside the mesh bag, and you took them, and this was in your Grid-It.
Oh, that
was
in the Grid-It. It fell out of the Grid-It. That's the nice thing about the Grid-It. See, that snapped it right
back
in.
I love the Grid-It.
Grid-It is great.
Mm-hmm.
Grid-It is very good.
Google Earth, you can now measure things in Google Earth.
Measure them.
Like, for example, in the new, you could do this on Google Earth on your Android phone, but this is new to iOS. So let's say I want to measure the distance between this place.
And that place? Nes Gerais and
yeah,
the Tres Pontes Mountains.
Yeah, so I drop the pin, and then see there's this measure
thing
here.
You can see where the Casablanca Valley is.
And then I can measure across.
Yeah, that's kind of, I have always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
So that's as the bird flies.
Mm-hmm. To this little ocean.
I can't fit this one thing. It won't close, so I'm just going to leave that here.
Okay. New thing for you. Are you going to really use that GoPro? Is that like a head mount for your helmet or something?
It's a sticky pad, so yeah, you can mount it on anything. I actually probably am going to bring the GoPro Fusion. Now that I know that the MacBook Pro will actually handle those files. I might actually bring it.
Now you can measure.
That was a lot of work cleaning that up. That's cool, point to point.
Mm-hmm. Just long press it.
How long... How from Perth to Sydney, how far is that? You know, it's funny.
Question.
Normally, nobody goes in that straight line.
No.
But in the one case, there is there's an Australian railroad that has a very long stretch of completely straight line.
How do I get where to tell me where the stuff is, like where Perth?
Oh,
is.
Just go left to right. Okay. Perth.
From Antelope Canyon.
to Area 51.
Yes. And then I hold, and then I can, maybe I'm out of the measuring thing.
You can do it. We saw you do it.
Yes.
We saw you do it.
We've done it.
We've done it.
Okay. So Google Earth, measure all your stuff.
Measure your stuff.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the three new iPhones in September rumor?
It's been around for a while. The one rumor I would credit is that there will be a bigger iPhone 10. What they'll call it, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But as we've talked about before, we talked about it in the screensavers. The current iPhone 10 is a little bigger than the 8 and a little smaller than the 8 Plus. Now you say you love this size.
I do like this size. A lot.
It's just right. It's the baby bear size. Neither too small or too big.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind a bigger one. So I think that maybe a 10 plus. I think they'll do the XS, XM, and XL.
XM.
X medium.
Medium.
Or but XS, X, and XL. So the rumors have been kind of interesting because they did three last year, right? But they did three because they did one OLED-based iPhone 10, which was very different than the LCD-based iPhone 8 and 8 Plus, which were very much like earlier iPhones. What are they going to do that's different this year? Are they going to get rid of the 8 style and just do all face recognition OLED screens? We don't know.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't. This is why Apple rumors are. It's kind of.
We got 2 months. We'll find out.
2 months, and I'm not going to be here when it happens.
Oh.
I'm going to be carrying that bag around Europe.
Mm-hmm. I will be here.
Yes, you'll be covering it.
Yes. Okay. So you want some feedback?
Yeah.
Kevin M. writes, noticing something on my iPad that I don't recall happening with prior public betas. Mm-mm. A couple of my non-Apple apps have been updated with beta versions of those apps.
Ah.
Two examples I can give you are the AT&T Watch TV and DirecTV Now apps. Interesting to see, but it could negatively impact people running the beta more than they planned for. I only noticed these two apps. Since the name includes the word beta. Now I wonder if other beta apps I don't know about that do not include the word beta. So I didn't think that they updated beta apps along with the public beta.
I don't have any of those.
Yeah, I don't either. So
I just looked. I guess, you know, it would make sense if you're using 12. It's possible that there'd be versions of the apps that don't work with 12. So you'd want to put out a new version of the app because once it's a public beta, a lot of people are using it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they put out a version that's just for 12. It won't be beta once 12 comes out. And then when you download in the future, you'll download the one that it works with your version of iOS. I don't know. That's a guess.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't seen that before, so thank you. By the way, public beta 3 came out a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. Did you get it?
I just updated this morning.
Yep, me too.
Tony asks, is it me or does the calendar app on the Apple Watch display the current month only? I've swiped every which way and turned the crown, but it doesn't show any other month. I do not think it is just you, Tony. This has been an issue that I thought
That's
I remember
bizarre.
Them saying that they were going to fix and you could see more months. But you don't see more months, do you?
Well, there's 1 month. No, it doesn't look like you can.
Well, we can't see the watch. There we go.
Doesn't look like you can.
I don't
July.
Understand why they do that. And I went read up on like support and Apple just says, well, you know, it's really for whatever you're doing that day or week or month. Like but it seems like a really easy thing to do.
But what if it's July 31st and you can't see tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
That's dumb. See, that's why I use Fantastical.
Mm-hmm. You can see as many.
Oops. Somebody in my house.
Uh-oh.
Dismiss. Fantastical is Fantastical. Actually, I don't know if it could see months with Fantastical either. This is just my current, this is my day. You could scroll up and down like that. Can I get to, I don't know if I can get to, maybe that's just because you can do so little with a little tiny bit of memory or something on the Apple Watch.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I do like Fantastical. I like that display better than the Apple Watch.
Well, I use Google Calendar for my calendar, so, I mean, I know I could put it on the Apple Calendar and see it, but it's not very useful for me.
Hmm. That is a strange, you know, I never noticed that. That is strange.
Mm-hmm. Sterling writes, in the past year, I've purchased an iPad Pro, an iPhone 8, an Apple Watch, and an Apple TV. Now I'm considering an iMac to replace my Windows 7 system, and I have a couple of questions. Will all my other Apple devices be able to back up to it and restore from the Mac, back up and restore to the Mac? If so, will this preclude the need to pay for iCloud?
Yes.
Except for the fact that if you want, I mean, you want more than one backup, right? Like you don't want just your photos on your.
Apple charges for iCloud. So, and they really are insistent. If you don't back up to iCloud, they will ask you again and again, mm-hmm. You haven't backed up? Why aren't you backing up? You should be backing up. And you're right. There's an advantage to that. If you back up, though, to your Mac, it's not always, right? If you're doing iCloud, it's kind of whenever you're online, it's checking and backing up. When you're backing up to your Mac, you actually have physically connected to your Mac And then you have to remember to do that periodically. So I, but my attitude is I do that once in a while. And then I use things like Google Photos and other free backup apps to back up things like photos. Mm-hmm. You could back up a lot of what's on there. It's an interesting question. I get 99 cents for, I think, 50 gigabytes. And I think that's enough for me, mm-hmm. 99 cents a month. That's enough for me for iCloud. That's iCloud storage.
I have definitely fallen for the bugging. Just get rid of the bugging. And then what's weird is I pay twice. Like I think I told Annabella, my daughter, to go ahead and pay for it. So I think like I need to get track of that, because it's just like I just don't have time to sit there and think about like, wait, why is she paying for a terabyte and I'm paying for, you know, like that should be enough for both of us.
Right.
But I know I get every time I look at my credit card bill, it's two different bills. It's one is like $5.99 and one's $9.99. And that seems like $9.99 a month. It seems insane because I'm already paying $12.99 a month for Apple Music. It seems like I would love if they combine those things, but I don't know if they will. Dan writes, I have to disagree with Leo.
Oh, of course.
I love Face ID, and I think it's worth every penny to get the 10 over the 8.
So I had told somebody, this is actually on New Screensavers, he was saying, should I get the 8? Actually, he was saying, should I get the 10? And I said, don't get the 10, get the 8, because I think fingerprint is still a better solution than face recognition. So I'm sitting behind a microphone. So it's not, you know, it's not, I'm not getting the...
I am.
Oh, it did. It just did that. Never mind. But there's plenty of times when it doesn't, and I find it annoying. Now, if you only have a 4, or actually I guess it would be a 6-digit PIN to unlock your phone, it's not the end of the world annoying. And I bet you, Dan, if that's your real name, I bet you that you do have a 6-digit PIN. But for real security, I recommend using a long password. So I have a 20-character password, and when Face ID doesn't work, I have to enter that. Mm-hmm. And that's annoying. Now, on iOS 12, they give you more chances than you used to have. But nevertheless, I feel like fingerprint. You know, I have fingerprint on my new MacBook Pro, and it's just so easy to just touch it, and it just unlocks it. Now, Apple does say that Face ID is more secure than fingerprint, unless you have a twin. Then it's less secure. Mm-hmm. I find it takes a little longer, and it is not as sure a thing as fingerprints. So that's just a matter of opinion.
What about gloves, like in cold, we don't have to like walk around in gloves for most of the winter.
We don't live in cold weather, so I don't.
Right, but
you're right.
Dan does.
Well, there you go. If you live,
Dan, if that is your real name,
if that's your real name, no. if you live in Minnesota, then I understand why you would prefer Face ID. My actual belief is that Apple should have put both on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We still have fingerprint on our iPad. Do you hate it?
No, but I mean, they didn't put both on because they wanted more room, right?
They wanted a bigger screen. They for some reason decided that they didn't want to put fingerprint on the back as most other phones do, mm-hmm. or on the Switch as some phones do. They could have put fingerprint on. The rumor was that they were trying to do on-screen fingerprint reading, and they mm-hmm. couldn't figure it out. That may or may not be true. I don't think it is. They've denied it. It's okay. I would like to have both. Mm-hmm. And in fact, on the Samsung S9, I do have both. So, and that works quite well, because the times that it can't recognize me because I'm lying on my pillow or it's, you know, whatever I have. You know, when I'm brushing my teeth, the Face ID doesn't work because I got something coming out. Then I can use a fingerprint. Mm-hmm. Fingerprint doesn't work when I'm in a bathtub. So it's nice to have both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have so many more emails, but we've run out of time. And not all of the emails are, I disagree with
Yikes.
Leo. Many of them are,
I agree with Leo. Not no, one.
Many,
not
many
one.
Are, I agree with Leo. But I think it's time for our app cap.
Oh, well, let's put our hats mm-hmm. on.
Time for us.
And share. I have my travel hat on.
I have my travel hat.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
You're going down under.
Mm-hmm. I am. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now that I've measured the distance on
now you know how far it is from Perth
this
to Sydney.
This is the way. It's not a pirate hat, right? If, no.
No. Yeah, okay. That's an Australian bush hat.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I am traveling deep into my soul and admitting that I have a problem.
Yes.
I pick up my phone too much.
Yeah.
Did we say app caps? This is the section of, we're wearing caps because,
you know, by now, if you don't know.
Yeah.
We wear hats.
This is not a new app, but I know that screen time is coming to iOS 12, and I wanted to prepare myself to see how much time I really pick up my phone. So I've been using the app Moment.
Oh, I like Moment.
I like Moment, yeah,
I've used it on. I've been using it for a long time on Android, so they're now out on iOS.
It's,
that's great.
Yeah, it's been on iOS for
a while.
And it was like, I think it's been at least a couple of years, but at first it used to use up too much battery. Like my battery wasn't strong enough because it's tracking you all the time.
Right.
So I've already spent 32 minutes on my phone today. If I look back on Sunday, 4 hours and 43 minutes. That's crazy.
Well, it's the Lord's Day. Of course you used your phone more.
But I was also took a big walk in. Yeah. I went to Armstrong Woods.
You're probably playing Pokemon Go.
I wasn't, though. So I just think it's really, I mean, we can look into Saturday, 5 hours. So I can see, like, I started looking at my phone at 5:33 a.m. and I picked it. Look at how many times I pick it up. It's crazy. Just notifying
myself.
Let's
compare.
Okay. Oh, with your screen time?
Mm-hmm. I use my phone 55 minutes a day.
On average?
Yeah.
I'm on 3 hours a day, I think.
Last 7 days.
Let's see.
Pokemon Go, 1 hour and 46 minutes, of course.
Wow.
Then Narwhal, which is my Reddit reader, because I'm always looking for news. Clock. I must have left the clock open. I don't know. Oh, I know why. I was doing a benchmarking and I was using the clock. Audible, listen to a lot of books. Read a lot of books too in iBooks. Instagram, 10 minutes. See, when you dump Facebook, your life gets so much better. 55 minutes. Now, how many minutes a day do you spend?
3 hours and 24 minutes on average. That was down an hour.
I have to say, this feels broken. This does not seem accurate.
Well, you probably also use an Android phone.
No, I don't. No, you know. Well, actually, the Pokemon Go might be higher if I had if it had the Android, because I do switch back and forth because it kills your battery. So,
I do like this just because I like being notified, and then I can look at this. Okay, like I don't have any green means like Tuesday, 1 hour and 39 minutes. So Tuesday, last Tuesday was a good day. And I can look into that and see how many pickups I did. And it's missing some features. Like if I wanted to be able to see what my most used app is, you have to take a screenshot because Apple doesn't let you in like that. So I think that definitely screen time will be better. I can also get coached. I can take this Bored and Brilliant.
Can you get schooled?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can. Phone boot camp, 14 days. 239,000 hours saved just by people doing this phone boot camp. It's a 14-day course to make you rethink your relationship with your phone.
I would prefer to rethink my relationship with people and spend more time on my phone.
Well, as you know, I'm doing the whole life challenge again, which is the 6 weeks, 7 habits.
Someday you're going to get that life down.
Someday I will be living my best life. And then what? You know,
why are you so anxious to live your best life?
Why not?
I think you're going to look back on your deathbed and say, I didn't spend enough time living my best life.
Just trying to live
my best life.
But so every week there's a mindfulness challenge. And this week's mindfulness challenge is to eat at least 2 meals without technology.
That would mean I'd have to talk to my family.
We don't use technology when I'm with my family or when I'm eating with anybody
else. I was having
lunch
with Abby yesterday. She made me put the Pokemon Go away.
Oh, yeah.
So I said, no, I can pay attention while I'm doing this. She said, well, I can't, so stop it.
On your deathbed, will you regret not spending more time
with
Abby?
That's actually the conversation we had. She said, would you on your deathbed say, I wish I'd played more Pokemon Go? And I said, probably.
I think as parents, we set horrible examples. Like, you know, just saying, oh, kids days are always on their phones. Like,
they got it earlier than most because I had a BlackBerry that I was in love with and I couldn't stop playing with. Mm-hmm. So this has been going on for decades. Mm-hmm. So I can remember Abby as a little girl, probably 10 or 11, saying, put away the BlackBerry.
Yeah. It's been difficult because I do eat a fair amount of meals by myself. Like I find myself eating breakfast by myself and
maybe you should spend less time on your phone.
Yeah.
And then maybe people would want to have breakfast with you.
No. I eat breakfast and then I read things in paper.
No. Because that's the thing. When I'm eating breakfast, I don't eat breakfast, but if I were eating breakfast, when I'm having a cup of coffee in the morning, I am going through, I'm on my devices because I'm going through news looking for stories and stuff we're going to talk about. I have to keep up with this stuff. It's my job.
Mm-hmm.
So I have an excuse.
What about dinner?
No, at dinner I don't do my
phone.
I don't have lunch either. I only have dinner.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
like, you're not going to eat until dinner time?
I'm not going to eat at all today.
Oh, yeah, you're fasting. That's confusing.
I skip meals, please.
Okay. Oh, sorry. We don't call it fasting?
We don't. Yeah, because it gets people upset.
Oh.
I skip meals once in a while. It's okay.
Okay.
Not the end of the world.
Well, Moment is free, and it does have a subscription fee if you want some of the extra features.
But... Actually, I think I'm having dinner tonight because Henry's coming over.
Okay. Yeah, I heard him.
We're going to make pasta.
I heard you invite him.
Mm-hmm.
And
I yeah. wouldn't otherwise.
You wouldn't eat dinner.
Mm-mm.
All right.
My son's coming over. I had lunch with my daughter yesterday,
aww,
dinner with my son, then that's it for the next year.
But no technology at dinner tonight.
No, I never have technology at dinner. In fact, I hate it when the TV's on. I go turn off the TV. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. I like to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, what's your app cap?
Pow. Oh, good question. You know, I think that this screen time, I just want to say, okay, I just want to be completely honest. I don't think it's 55 minutes.
Wait, now it says 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Well, that's
minutes
for today. And that's why I think...
average.
I think that's... See, it looks like I didn't use a phone on Thursday or Saturday.
Oh.
It's not working right.
But
this has been in beta and it's not been working right. Notice it's going up. So today already, I spent 2 hours and 28 minutes, an hour 26 on Sunday. So I think it missed a couple of days, and these numbers are not right. So the average probably is more like, I don't know, say 2 hours.
Yeah, because I know you used your phone on Tuesday, last Tuesday, because we did the show last Tuesday.
Well, but it doesn't go for that far back. Or does it? Is this last Tuesday? No, this is this Tuesday.
Oh, that's this, but then
is this July 24th?
Oh, that's...
I've already used it
2.5 hours
Thursday
today. I thought that was Monday.
Yeah, yeah. I've already used it 2.5 hours in the morning. It's still in the morning. It's probably going to be 8 hours by the time I'm through.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was up. I got up at 5 and just played with my phone for 2.5 hours. Let's talk at, because you know why? Looking for the app cap.
Mm-hmm.
You think I just kind of do these off the cuff? No, no.
Well,
I pay attention.
You bought all those things for your go bag just this morning.
Yeah, right. this is actually something Andy recommended on MacBreak Weekly last week, and I played with it. I like it. Now, it's not cheap, but there is a free version. It's called Liquid Text. It's for research.
Ooh.
And if you want all the features, it's $30. It does some really interesting things. So this is, it's in, what is it doing right now? Oh, it's in tips. Okay. So you can load a web page. I'll go back home here. So I want to, let's say I want to do some research. Okay. I'm going to load a web page. I'm going to be in Malta. In a little bit. Let's do it right here. This is inside the app. I'm going to be in Malta in a little bit. And I wondered, do they have malted milks in Malta? I don't know. But I think what I want to do is I want to learn more about the country I'm going to. So here's, let's start with the Wikipedia. Okay. Good. I'm going to import that. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to do some research. I'm also going to be in Barcelona. So here's some things that I might want to keep track of. If there's a section I want to keep track of, I can use my finger and says the capital of Malta is Valletta, which is the smallest national capital in the European Union at 0.8 kilometers. That's fascinating, isn't it? Let me just drag that. That's a good snippet.
Oh.
I'm just going to drag that over there. Maybe I want to have a map. That's a good snippet right there. Press and hold that. Let's take that, drag it over there. I can also notice it has a connection back to where I got it. And I can even draw connections between these things. You can draw lines between them. Oops. See, I'm not completely familiar with how to use that yet.
Is your pencil charged?
Yeah, maybe the pencil's dead. But you can draw lines between stuff. And those lines will be preserved even as you move stuff around. It connects things. You can also take sections. Oops.
Your hat's a little bit in the way.
Is my hat in the way? It is a rather large hat. If you don't want to drag, you can actually do kind of like, let's see, how do I do this? Arbitrary sections of it and just take those and drag them over there.
Mm.
And then you can, all of this is saved, including the web page. So it's a great way to take bits of pieces of stuff and save it as research. Okay. Let's get rid of that. Let's go here. I could do more. I can add another page if I want. I can add document panes. I can go into the highlight view. And then when you're in the highlight view, pinch the document. Oh, we're seeing it. And it will bring the stuff I've highlighted together. So I can take just the stuff I care about and bring it together. It is a way of, you can export it, you can email it. You can email it in this format or as a PDF. I can import a picture. I can import a file. Andy clearly does a lot of research. And so for somebody who's doing a lot of research, this is really useful. He does it when he's prepping for shows. He can pull together a bunch of articles and keep pieces and parts of it. You can have citations. As I said, it is free for the basic, but if you want the some of the more advanced stuff, like the annotation stuff, you need to pay $30, which is kind of expensive. Mm-hmm. Here's an example of, and so I can reduce all this. If I tap this, it'll show us where this came from. I think for students, for researchers, for anybody who wants to keep track of stuff, liquid text is very interesting. It is probably not for me, and that's, you know, I'm not super great at it because I don't, this is not how I work, but I think I wanted to show it to you because Andy uses it because that's how he works. If it's something where you're collecting a lot of documents, taking excerpts out of it, and you want to kind of do research and prepare for it and then have the document, he uses it when he appears on WGBH radio. He'll be talking about something. He'll have the document. He'll have his notes on the right-hand side. I think it's a very interesting idea. This is, it's rare you see a completely new kind of application, and this is it. Because it's not exactly a note-taking app. It's not exactly a PDF app. It's a way to annotate documents and then have it all saved together. And then you can email it. You can save it in other formats. So you always have access to the documents here. You can send a liquid text file to somebody who has liquid text. You can export a PDF. Whoops, didn't mean to tap that. You can also export your comments, highlights, and excerpts as a document file, Microsoft Word file, DocX file. So this is very flexible. I think it's good. They have a lot of help, which is a good thing because it's, whenever you have something that's, nobody's ever seen anything like this before, it takes a little bit to get used to it. As you can see, I'm still working on it. But it has ink, ability to combine multiple docs, comments. You can use your keyboard too, of course. You can use your finger or your pen. It works best if you have a pro, because then you can use your pen as well. Highlighting. You have a complete workspace that you can use. And you can even have notes connected to notes and have a comment that applies to those notes.
Oh, do you just drag them into each other? Is that
how
you connect them?
Look at that.
So that's the pro version that you have.
Yeah, a lot of these features you're going to want to spend the $30 for. What I suggest is do what I did, which is download the basic version for free. Mm-hmm. See if it's something that fits your workflow, and then you'll know if you want to spend the extra money. Has search, complete search through everything, which is really handy. Advanced compare features as well. So you can say, hey, is this paragraph the same as the one I just cut and paste? Liquid text.
Thank you, Andy. Tom in the chat room really uses it.
Yeah, if you look at the reviews, you will see that the people who use this love it. That's why I wanted to show it to you. Mm-hmm. And Andy loves it. It's not probably for me. It's not mm-hmm. the way I work. As I mentioned, I use Devon Think, and mm-hmm. that actually works better for my workflow. But I could see if you're the kind of person that likes to really physically work with this stuff, and just read the reviews, you'll get a sense of how much people love it. Well worth the $30.
Yeah. I'm doing research for Triangulation on Friday, and I just take notes on little sticky notes and stick them in the book.
This would fit for you because this is kind of a iPad way of doing that.
Yeah.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although you'd have to have the book in text in the digital form right. for it to really make sense.
Which I'm sure
yeah.
we could get.
In fact, you're right. When I do triangulation with a book, I often will dog ear mm-hmm. or sticky notes. Yeah, because you want to be able to open the book and look
yeah.
at stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yep.
All right. We've gotten to the point in the show where we have to say goodbye, sadly.
Oh, no.
But
I'm devastated.
The good news is we'll be back next week.
With my bag.
Yes.
But we won't show the contents of it this time.
No.
But I'll have it in case you need anything.
Right. And seriously.
Notice I don't have a first aid kit. I need to get a first aid kit. Snake
bite kit, anti-venom kit. There's a few things I need to get.
Okay, those are all instances that you are not prepared for.
Not prepared for snake bite.
Yeah. No, you're not. But you could, with that little Larry, you could shine a light in the
snake. I could shine a light on it, tape it up with some gaffer tape.
Yes, you could fight it with gaffer tape.
Do that.
Or the pen. Just stab it with one of those pens. But yeah, I want to
know. I actually have a knife, so I could cut the cross.
That's true.
I could suck it and spit it out.
Yeah.
I could do that.
You are prepared. Always be prepared.
And then I could tie it up with the clean hanky. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's not the clean hanky. With the clean hanky.
Email me, Megan at twit.tv. Subscribe to the show. Twit.
Please TV. Do. Yeah. Actually, you can get on-demand versions of it at the website, twit.tv/iOS. Or subscribe in your favorite podcatcher. Or ask your favorite voice assistant. You know, you can always say, hey, Echo, listen to iOS today. Or do it with your Google or your Siri, your HomePod. And if you want to watch the show live, we do it every Monday. If I don't forget my bag, around 9 a.m. Pacific, that'd be noon Eastern, 1600 UTC, every Tuesday, not Monday, sorry, every Tuesday. You can watch live at twit.tv/live. Join the chat room at irc.twit.tv. If you'd like to be in studio, you don't mind getting up early, just email tickets at twit.tv and we'll put a chair out for you. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
See you next week.
I'm off with my bag on iOS today.
Yay.